they will ask questions and I should answer. So you can ask if you want to ask any question. Have you a question? Oh, that is I'm telling for 7 days here. Always, always. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. La Matra Sadhu Sangha Sadhu. I will have to serve Vaishnava Association. And that association will be with very qualified devotees who have no any problem, no worldly desire, always observing their all senses in Krishna consciousness. This is the remedy of all things. But they must have one problem. If that problem is not in any Vaishnava, then he is not truly Vaishnava. Oh, how to have Krishna prem? How to Krishna? Oh, Krishna, I want this. These problems. Now?
In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the discussion between Srimad Narada Muni and Vasudeva. Narada Muni tells Vasudeva that in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear with all of his associates and all of his weapons. Yet in Kali Yuga, Krishna appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his weapons are not obvious.
Huh? His weapons?
His weapons are not visible, he says.
Oh yes, very quickly you can see. Kartal, Murdhanga, and singing, this is weapon. This is sadhya and sadhan both. So these are like weapons also, and also they will turn into Krishna prema also. Object and objective both. So weapon are these.
Says that if one hears the 10th canto and doesn't hear the 11th or 12th canto, he will fall down. So what is that instruction there?
What? क्या कर
जो दशम स्कंध का श्रवण करे किंतु 11वें और 12वें स्कंध का श्रवण ना करे उसका पतन होना अनिवार्य है क्या?
Nothing, never. If any word from anywhere from Srimad Bhagavatam or transcendental and or rasa. Anyway, it has written that if anyone read whole Srimad Bhagavatam, and if he cannot, he can read any of the chapters, and if he cannot read one chapter, even he can read one sloka with meaning and explanation deep. And if he cannot do half, only half will do. So we try to. It has not written that anyone will fall at once if he has read Srimad Bhagavatam 10th and not reading. Only these are for, if anyone is telling, in only for Kanishtha Adhikari. Not for. It has written Srimad Bhagavatam. I don't remember here, but I can show you that if he cannot read, he is not qualified to read even by here, and if he is not hearing, perhaps Narada Rishi has told in the 11th canto, Sruto anumodito. If he has told, no, Bhagavat to read, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, is very useful. So if he is doing anumodan, anumodan means?
Appreciation.
Anumodan.
Recommend.
Support. Accepting that it is hoped. If he is doing anumodito. Or dhyato. If he is doing meditation of Srimad Bhagavatam, anything of Srimad Bhagavatam. Namami Swaram Sachidananda Rupam Yasat Kundalam Gokuli Brajmanam. Like Damodar. Like Nishingadev, like anything, all are bona fide. So don't think that he will fall down. If anyone is dying and he is hearing and he has heard only Janama Dasya Jata Anvayadi Tarto Shavat, and only half of this sloka he has heard, and he died. Then what will be? What will be? If I show honor for that and hearing only little, at once quickly he will be liberated. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has written, dharma prajyat kaitavot parmo nirmasranam satam vedyam vastam Shivadam Taptro Numulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Pare Rishvara Sadya Avaruddhate Atra Sutivi Kritivi Tatkhana. Tatkhana means?
Immediately.
So, not like this. Anything? What?
Why is the heart compared to a mirror?
I cannot. What?
Why is the heart?
Because darpan may be
mirror.
It can be covered by dhul,
dust.
So our heart, sometimes it is like otake ki bolare chitta, first covering of jeev, and it is also called mahatattva. It is like a glass. Jeev is covered, but if it is pure, there is no dust. That pure Atma, though he is covered by Maya, but he can see Krishna or his soul also, other souls also. She is very lean and thin and very arpar dekha jasa. Like we keep something in a glass, almira, made of glass. We are seeing that, oh, there are so many garments, so many things, utensils, or golden ornament is there. And what? Who is doing? So, call him and take his ears and bring him out. Those who are there, that should be called here. We will punish them. Oh, cats, reddish cats, some blackish. So, look, subject should not be. So, anything golden ornaments are kept. We can see, but we cannot take. So, this Mahatattva, or the first covering of soul, is like that. Though it is covered by Maya, but we are banded at that time by Mahatattva. We can see, but we cannot serve. And when this Mahatattva becomes more dirty, then it becomes Ahankar, myself. And then it becomes more thick, then it becomes intelligence. And more thing than mind. And from mind, sky. And thus, gradually, more covered, and thick and thick, and then this sthool body comes. So it has been compared with mirror. If we can have no, we have no dust, worldly desires, offenses, unearths so many kinds, 14 kinds of unearths. First, to forget Krishna. This is main avidya. And from then, coming so many. Kya? Forgetting Krishna, forgetting myself, forgetting bhakti, saru, asat Krishna, hriday daurballya, then apara, and all four. And after that, if they are washed, even what you have done in past life, good and bad, they will come. What you are doing now, bhakti, like arop siddha, mixed with karma and jnana, then so much opulence may come, so much praise will come, money will come without making any plan. But if you are involved, then you lose so much. But giving all these things, chanting, remembering, your heart will be cleared, and then you can realize your Atma here. Oh, how beautiful, what is the shape, what is the mode, what is qualities in Atma, then you can peer. Peer means? You can see. But even it is bound, it is in Maya. When mood mana rati will come, then almost all the anarths will go away. Aparad totally. And anarth, it may be very like a smell. And after that, the abhas of prema will come, semblance up, and then we will be liberated totally. And then mirror will break. Go. Bhav ke baad mein. In this stage of rati, it will be so glittering, that mirror. But after that, it will be broken out and you are rejected. And then himself a body, transcendental body will appear. No need of all these things. And then Atma will be full active. You should ask questions like this, not of Italy, not of anything. You should ask questions like this. What?
How can you get Sangha? He is alone, so he is asking how can
you
solve this problem?
Hare Krishna, he is merciful. If you are taking breath, you are taking prasadam, and if you will want good association, I think that Krishna will help surely. Surely. But if you are in association outwardly, not following, then Krishna will not reach. Understand what I am telling? If you are in association here, something Gurudev or that devotee is telling to you, and your mind is wandering here and there, then Krishna will not arrange. But if you want from your heart, surely Krishna will come to you. Your Gurudev will come.
You have said that we should try to come to the stage of Guruji.
First, those who are Malnishabdha, they should try for Nishtha. And those who have Nishtha, they should try for taste. And those who have reached up to taste, they should try to Asakti. And those who have come to Asakti, they should try to achieve Shuddha Sattva, that is Rati.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, some description is given of the symptoms of that stage of Rati. But I'm wondering, are there any symptoms of the stage of Ruchi that one can tell?
Yes.
That has come to the stage
of Ruchi. For Ruchi, it has been told there. Ruchi is Buddhi Purvika. Buddhi Purvika, you know? Like Nishtha. This is good, so I should do. No? Oh, this is better. This quinine is better for malaria, but it is too better, bitter. But I will have to take. So he is taking it by force. And he knows that by this a better stage will come. Buddhi Purvaka. But when some taste is coming, then in Nishtha, when we chant, we may sleep and we feel some liver. Now I should sleep. Though there is Nishtha. But in the case of Ruchi, Ruchi will come and then you will have that step, I should do more, I should do more, I should do more. But one thing is lacking there. What? If anyone is doing kirtan with any harmonium or anything, and his voice is so sweet. And those who is doing kirtan, he is very beautiful. And he knows rag ragini, you know rag ragini?
Different tune.
Tunes coming, going up. Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni dha pa ma ga re. Very beautiful. Then Ruchi will go. And if he is doing bhava, Hare Krishna. If he has so much
love
him, he is more superior than that sweet voice. But I reject. Oh, you should do Krishna. You should do Krishna. So, vastu vaisishta apekhin. If the Thakur is decorated so well with ornaments, so good decoration, he will do pranam 10 times, first time. And if the Thakur is naked, some dust on Thakurji, and no decoration at all, you will see, what is this? So these are the symptoms of ruchis. But when it will be more condensed, then whether he is doing kirtan with sweet voice or in a donkey ragini, no harm. He will hear and sweat will come. Here will be, heart will be, but melted, wavy. Like anyone is singing in very deep forest and Jagannath Dev pursuing him. So, there is no apeksha of buddhi, vastu vaisishta, anapekhini. Whether Thakurji of Bansidas Babaji, naked, dirty, but Bansidas Babaji will have to quarrel with them. So, sometimes he will be angry with them. Actually, today I went to pick up flowers for making your garland, and other hand you told that person that you should quarrel with him and push him. So when I was picking flowers, that person came, young, very young, and pushed me. I fell flat and my this has been broken. I will not do anything to you. You should cook yourself, you should make garland. I will not go to pick up flowers. But he, very little Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, naked, dirty, no clothes, nothing. So, in ruchi, when it will be more thick, no horn, whether any golden ornaments or decoration is there. And after this will come asakti. But in the ruchi, at most beautiful thing is that only for attachment and ruchi for only sadhan, not in sadhya. Understand? Ruchi will be chanting in name, hearing in Hari Katha, worshipping, all these things, not in Krishna. He has no idea of Krishna. So ruchi is only for process of bhakti, sadhana. And after this, when asakti will come, then he will go more forward. Asaktis are also of two kinds. Asakti in sadhana. And after that it will be transferred into bhajaniya. Bhajaniya means then Mahaprabhu. Always chanting. Always. Asakti in bhajaniya. But also it will be in bhajan. But mostly it will go to bhajaniya. always Ha Hare Krishna, as if he is seeing him, serving him. Then separation will come, separation move. Before this separation is nothing, zero. And after that, when Asakti will come, then sometimes he may feel some separation mood. So these are the symptoms. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been told in condensed form, and very sutra. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami has elaborately, he has told something about this. When you will go to that standard, you will look and see very deeply, and then you will realize something. So try to do more bhajan. No, not in ruchi. It is the symptom of only asakti. In ruchi only, it is connected to bhajan. Bhajan.
In the state of anishtita bhajana kriya, there is from one obstacle struggling with the senses, vishaya sangara.
Sangara.
So, especially me, have many bad habits for many years, living in the West, many bad tendencies. So, how can I overcome or resist these?
If you are of your own, then all difficulties come. And they will grasp you. Grasp you means? But if you are becoming of your Gurudev, then all will fear. Anyone cannot come to you. They cannot touch. Understand what I am telling you? What? If a dog has no owner, not any master, and he is moving here, there, and going barking, and try to attack anyone, at once anyone can shoot, no harm. But if a master is there, always, and he is of any master, then it is very hard, anyone can shoot. So you should try to be like a dog, under the custody of any your master, and totally you should. Oh, if you are giving me remnant, I am taking, otherwise not. And then you see that no any obstacle or what, anything will come. Be of your master. But master should be very pakka. Pakka, you know, not kachya. And always try to follow him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If anything, any beauty is coming, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so beautiful. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Any delicious thing, oh, Mahaprasad, Tulsi leaf, and Lafada Benjan is so high, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went. Delicious coming, you should distribute to devotees. Not taking yourself like this. Going. Have so much strong belief in Krishna. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Maya will not come to you. Because in the dialogue of Vishnu Dut and Jamadut, it has been decided, truly decided. I could not hear.
Narada ji,
you should chant always Krishna. You should hear, chant, remember always, all doubts will go. Otherwise, you should serve totally the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas. Then this doubt may go. Otherwise, I see that this this is like a plague here and there, very contaminated. So we should try to forget. In our house, there is a very big fire going on, and everything is burning. So bring water and extinguish it. So we are all burning. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare. And then you should discover how this fire has come, so that in future it should not come. If you want to believe, you can believe Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He has written everything very clearly. Anyone cannot explain like that. So you should go to Jaiva Dharma. What I am telling, everything I am telling from Jaiva Dharma. He is the part and parcel, no harm. And he is Tatasa Sakti, no harm, same thing. You will have to reconcile. How? Because in Gita it has been told, Mamai Vanso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Here Mamai Vanso, part and parcel, no harm. And somewhere it has been told that Tatastha Shakti in Chaitanya Charitamrita Jivere Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. Sei Krishna Swans Eung Vibhannan Sahiyap, in whole world he is Bhaut Vistar. Here also Swans and Vibhannans. Like you should see that there is a seed. This seed was tree or not? What? Answer my question. Whether this very seed was any time tree or not? Never. This seed has come from any tree. But this very seed has not been in a tree. But it has the potency of to become tree and fruits, everything. No? This is all right? So this seed means jeev has the potency of all the to serve Krishna, but he has not served at all, because it is like a seed. But now when either going to Vaikuntha with the help of Jogmaya, this seed will be change into sprout, creeper, or tree, fruits, everything. And it will serve Krishna. If he is coming from Tatastha Shakti to here in this world, wandering lakhs and lakhs births, it may be that by luckily he can have an association of pure Vaishnava. Then he will put some seed of bhakti Something is there, soil is here. No? And something is in our heart. Heart means in our soul. And something is required to help to sprout. Sadhu Sangha is like water, air, sun rays. And something is in our soul. When both will mix, at once it will sprout. And fruit means prema bhakti. If it comes, he will serve Krishna in Vaikuntha Golok Vrindavan. And he will never return. Never. He can come with Krishna or by the order of Krishna to save others. Not in controlled by Maya. Anything? General prem, not that gopi prem or that. He gave some attraction for chanting Krishna name. No? Not so high kind of braja prem. He changed their mood. They began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they became pure Vaishnava. And they were wanting that, oh, I should attain Krishna Prema, like this. And those who were more qualified, stage of Asakti or Bhav, he distributed them Krishna Prema also. But like Vaikunthiya prem. And those who were qualified like Gopal Bhatta and his father Venkat Bhatta, he also sprinkled them gopi prem, but not general. It is very rare. Understand? More loudly, please, louder.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is saying, Vidhi Marg Ratna Jane, Swadinatha Ratna Dane, Raga Maga Korena Pravesh. So, my question is, we know that lapse and lapse births, Vidhi Bhakti, will never give us Raga Nuna Bhakti. So how is he saying
that? Oh, this is like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. He is himself Krishna. And he has come only to sprinkled rag marga. And within Krishna there were Narsingha, Ram, Kalki, Vaman, all, Mahavishnu. They were doing, preaching Vaidhi Bhakti. And Mahaprabhu himself, he wanted to give rag marga and to test. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though it seems that it is Vaidhi Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shravanam, all these things. But really, his preaching of Bhakti was like Raga Nuga Mark. Shravanam, Kirtanam, this, it seems that Vaidhi Bhakti. But if you will see, what to Shravan, what Raghunath Das Goswami was hearing, what is that? Not Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasya, Sakhyatma, Nivedanam, or like, looks like from externally, like Vaidhi Bhakti. But if you follow Vaidhi Bhakti this, he has told that Sadhu Sangha, oh, don't sleep. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman. What are these things? If you will read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should read. This is Vaidhi. But if anyone is reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, the dialogue between Raya Ramananda Mahaprabhu, especially Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially, more especially, in Chariot Festival, dialogue between Srinivasa and Sarupdhavdhamudar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tathakathamritam tattajivanam kabhiriditam kalmashapaham savarnamangalam srimadatvatam bhuvi gridhantite ghuridajana. Don't hear Harikatha from any Vaishnava who has one rishikha and tilak and big, big mala, having a pothi like Bhagavatam, and he will tell that, I don't want money, nothing, nothing, you should only hear. Two words.
Don't hear.
Hmm? What is this? This is not Vaidhi Bhakti. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading Bhagavat, hearing, automatically anyone will have greed for serving Krishna in that mood. Surely. So any book of our Goswami, like Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, all Vaidhi Bhakti, 64 kinds of bhakti has been given there. But if you will go gradually up and up, then what you will see? Krishna affection or this sthayi bhava has been divided into five. Shanta, Dasya, Sakka, Vatsalyang, Madhu. These are any Vaidhi Bhakti? Any of? Nothing. So automatically, by coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu devotees, in the line of Rupa Goswami, reading all the books, any book you can read, a very strong greed will come to serve Krishna. And especially it will come only for Shingar, that I want to serve Krishna in the mood of gopis. So Raganugadhyaya. But if anyone hearing Vaidhi Bhakti from Ramanujacharya, never it will come in lakhs and lakhs births. If you are hearing Madhvacharya, if you are Ramanandi, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, never it will come. Never and never, in lakhs and lakhs births. But if you are falling from beginning Vaidhi Bhakti in the line of Rupa Goswami, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, oh, surely it will come. And they will only attract who has instilled that potency. They will come. So you are so much fortunate, you should think you are so much fortunate. So much. That you have been attracted to this line. Otherwise you have been in monism. It is very lucky they are in this world, killing cows, taking flesh and all these doing nonsense.
I have got some questions from others and then I am related
to you. So you should answer. So I have no time to search. Now my time is over.
No, the question is very good. They say, Guru, every disciple thinks that his Guru, bona fide Guru, is Nitya Parikara Krishna. But But in this particular case, as well as the audience, Krishna pastime, how he will look after his disciples and have time and affection for his disciples who are conditioned in this material world?
Because he has so many steps he can take. He tells intelligence and power is unlimited. In a second he can do lakhs and lakhs things. Wonderful power he has. Engaging in Krishna and also listening and the prayers of his devotees, bona fide, like Narad, like Vyas, like others, like Rupa Goswami. There is no doubt about this. Usme Vedanta Sutra mein tasmin na chitram viruddha dharmam tasmin na chitram. We cannot
reconcile
all this by this very penetrational mind composed by worldly things.
So every disciple thinks that his guru,
it is good, better. If he is not so, even a disciple should think that my guru is Benapol. But sometimes if he is doing against Shastra, then you should give up. Or you should make a question to him, why you are doing? I want to know. Very boldly and strongly. If he is criticizing any bona fide Vaishnava, he is not remembering and chanting Krishna name himself, only telling others, oh, you should do. Not knowing Bhagavatam. And he never tells any Bhagavat katha. Why? He does not know how to worship. Why? So, if he is doing against Shastra, especially criticizing Vaishnava, Harinam, his Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, then we should give up. And then we should not think that my Gurudev is same as Nitya Parikar. What? I could not. What is it? Nothing. You should offer, but you cannot offer. It will be at the stage of bhavrati, fully atmanivedan. And what you are doing, that Gurudev, I am now yours, I have offered myself you. But I will keep my key with me in my pocket. But everything is yours. So in this stage you cannot do. Verbally we can tell like this. But doing so. So first prapatti will come, then sharanagati will come, and lastly atmanivedan may come. There is no difference between them. Prapatti means I know that he is all power and he can do anything he like. He is so powerful. He can support us, nourish us. So taking like shelter, Prabhu, I have given to you, you should support and nourish me. I have so much belief on you. This is prapatti. And saranagati. Six parts of saranagati. You know? Sankalp, anukullesha sankalp, pratikullesha vivarjanam. Those who are helpful, we should try to do sankalp that I will take. Those who are unfavorable, we should have a very strong sankalp.
Determination.
Determination that I will let take. And he is only one maize, what? Maintainer and everything. And then that Atmanirvadhan life, offering ourselves. But it will not be completed. And after doing Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Bhakti, and when we have realized something, Cheto, Darpan, Marjanam, and after that some Vidyavadhu, Jivanam, then we will realize our soul, that who am I. Then I can do Atmanivedana. So it may be first like Prapatti, Sarvadharmana parityajyamam ekam saranam, like this. Prapatti. And then will come Saranagati. And Atmanivedanam in the end of Bhakti. Shamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasyam, Sakham, Atma, Nivedanam, in the last.
One is not perfected
and
chants Hare Krishna at Namabhas at the time of death. What is his destination? He has a bona fide guru.
Then?
And he chants Namabhas.
He should go on doing?
Will he go back to the spiritual world?
No. He should be pure then. He should. Like, he chanted Ajamil, Namabhas, but he had to wait and to go through process and then he went.
But what if someone has a bona fide guru and he's not completely perfect?
Bona fide guru means he will help that his this Namabhas will be changed into Suddhanam, and by Suddhanam Rati will come and then Prem will come, then he will go. He will have to wait.
If you don't have prime, you can't go to Vaikuntha.
No, never, 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 never.
Why does it say
what he will go there? What he will do if he has no prime? What he will do? He will have a friend like you to quarrel and to gratification, sense gratification. Where he will? There is nothing there to for sense gratification. What he will do? No?
Maharaj told that even if Guru is not on the Uttam Bhagavad.
Oh, these silly questions. Bogus.
What does this liberation mean? The name gives liberation.
Oh, that disattachment. Big in this world, we are liberated if we have no any worldly desire. And after this, Shuddha Bhakti will come, and then Prem will come, then we can go there and serve. So, rehearsal will be done. If a drama play is going on, we will have to make rehearsal scenes, no? So, this process which you are doing, chanting, remembering, gradually going towards spring, these are all rehearsal mana practices. This is sadhana.
So when Prabhupada says liberated in his books, he means liberated from what?
There are so many meanings. So many meanings of outer meaning, inner meaning, most inner meaning. So many. Liberation means, oh, you can keep his very tightly. No, very, very, very tightly. So that he could not take. No? When he will give up, and this is liberation. Now come to Maya. Maya have taken us. By what thing? Not by so much iron rods or anything chains. Oh, by attraction. Attraction to wife, children, any dog, not you have for your
body.
No, your pet. a stomach. Come on, come on, come on. So many things. So if these are gone, then he is liberated. After that, your body will go, and also your man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, shuttle body will go, then revelation. And when rati will come, then it is called sarup siddhi,
deeper meaning of liberation.
Deeper meaning. And when you have prayed, then this body will totally go away. And that Shuddha Swarup will come, and Siddha body will come, Parikar Deh. And then this is most upper class of meaning of liberation. Agraha Mukti Tabe Sarva Bandhanas Tabe Se Haite Pare Sri Krishna Radar. And then he can serve. This liberation, most confidential meaning is Braj Prem. If anyone achieves, this is the highest meaning of liberation. Vishnuangri Lava, Krishnangri, Radhangri Lava, Mukti, this is lost meaning. Yes. What? Kiti Mukti. This. Puchhiye?
Sometimes when Krishna would go into the neighboring ladies' houses and he wouldn't find any yogurt, he would pinch their babies and make them cry. So I can understand why if he makes the gopis cry, how they could cope with that. But how are the babies going to cope?
What is this?
He goes in the hands of the neighbors to steal yogurt. When he doesn't find, he twists the ear of the baby. The baby gopis. He said, I can understand why he made some problem for the elderly gopis, but why he's doing for this?
Oh. They have some attachment, not pure love for Krishna. So if there is some little smile,
smell
of that thing, and by doing same, and he at once removes that. First you should give me dakshina and then any question. And that the dakshina is this. You'll have to promise that you'll have to give dakshina to Maharaj, because he is doing so much labor and so much things, giving so much. So, my all books, which are going to be printed, published, you will have to promise that at least 10 books.
In 1 year.
Huh?
In a year.
In a year. Acha. In a year. I will distribute. And I will read that book and take the essence also. And I will preach. This will be the dakshina. And who will do more? Instead of 10, if they are doing 100, then I will give them some rewards. Shraddha. And if more, then nishtha. And if 1,000, more than 1,000, then I will, may give them ruchi, like this. Okay? All are? I want to see. What?
10,000 books you will give prayer.
Yeah. No, I am not sure. I will not be. No, I cannot. Because I have some ruchi up to that. I'm conditioned soul. I'm not like Rupa and Raghunath. So I will not tell lie. And good bogus promises. What?
You were telling me Mahaprabhu had 3.5 intimate associates in Puri.
You have questioned me anyhow before.
But you didn't finish explaining. Before, some years ago, you said Mahaprabhu.
I had answered, but you will realize. Rupa Goswami was more. Sanatana Goswami was Manjari. All the Ashta Sakhis were there. Brinda was also there in shape of any man. Jogmaya was also there in any shape of male shape. But it has been told in very condensed form. 3.5 years. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following some marjada of prema, because he was like Guru, not like Krishna. We cannot have prema, singar mood with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? As like a Guru, with some rules and regulation and marjada, we can be there. So very rare it has been told, like three and a half. But actually there were so many qualified faculties. But we should admit what Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told. To so that this mood was so high, special and secret, that it is so rare, only to prove this. Yes.
You once said that Madhavi Devi had some tinge of Aishwarya, and that's why she was considered a
no.
Happy person.
No.
I have an
announcement. Yes. High that anyone cannot satisfy. So we should try to control our requirements. Very little, minimize, to maintain our lives. So we should also see the status of the persons to where you are going to be hosted. Don't make so many formalized demands. Only demands should come to me that I want Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Bhakti. So then I will be pleased. More.
So there'll be no class in the wonderful Hari Katha enlivening myself and all the devotees. I've heard that everyone has appreciated the program, and I want to give special thanks also to a few devotees that have been very helpful. I'm not so qualified to do everything. This is a big project, and some devotees have done a lot of work. Janardhan Prabhu has helped a lot with the accommodation. And Kasturi Didi. My wife, Rati Kala, has done a lot of the decoration. Jayadev Prabhu. Jayadev. Done a lot of shopping, a lot of cooking, and Brinda Devi and Tungavidya. Everyone has been very helpful. I want to thank everybody. There's been cooking.
He done that. What?
Lalit.
Lalit Mohan.
Don't give him that tali. Not for him. Don't you want <That's very good.
laughs> I'd also like to thank all the devotees for their financial contributions that has made it very helpful to get this big place. Hopefully we've had a good impression on the management here. and they will allow us to come back next year. I think they have impressed with, originally there was a few problems with the children, but that seemed to be taken care of, and they were quite impressed with our group, so it shouldn't be a problem for next year. Mercy, we can have a program next year also.
Go to